Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here as we are in open line to the 10 o'clock hour here. And joining us in the 10 o'clock hour is Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Becky, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. I am good. James got a phone call, and so I stepped in to take over for just a bit. I'm at least starting the interview. James may finish the interview. We'll see.
We'll have to see, but that's right. You and I both have the gift of gab, so we'll do just fine together, won't we?
Yeah, I know. I was just setting up an interview there with the sheriff, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Yes. Important.
I've got both you guys on this morning.
Yeah. So, Becky, I wanted to ask you, you know, I know we talked earlier when you came here in the studio, but again, congratulations on winning the $500 from the Interstate Farm and Home Show. Were you surprised when you found out?
Yes. I was very, very surprised. I consider myself one of these people that I put my name in lots of boxes to win prizes, and I have never won. I think this is the first time I've ever done this. And my husband was with me, and it was kind of funny because I put my slip in one box, he put his slip in the other box. And I said, well, I guess I chose the lucky box. But, you know, it's wonderful to get that, and I also believe in paying forward. So, you know, anytime you're gifted something like that, to me, you need to pass it on, whether it's that or just things in general. And, you know, public service is one of them. Volunteering, making a donation, any of those things to me is very important, and I've always been like that. So thank you for the wonderful show that you guys put on, and for being a winner. I'm just happy as I can be.
Good deal. All right. Well, what do we have going on that you want to share with us about the shelter?
Well, I've got some good adoptions, and actually they're always great adoptions. We have two kittens that came in, and the lady had already named them. Bruce Wayne was one of the kittens, and the other was Twilight Twinkle, or Sparkle, sorry, Twilight Sparkle. Bruce Wayne got adopted last week, so now he's on his way to they have to go to the veterinarian first and have their little operation, and they get to go home. We also have an adoption, Toby. Toby was our lab puppy that came in. He's just beautiful, great dog. He was adopted this week, and probably one of the most special ones of all. We have a senior dog that came in. She was a stray. We had no history on her. We knew her to be maybe 12 to even 15, very, very elderly, our senior girl. She obviously had not had best of care, very skinny, had a spot or two on her that hadn't healed in a nice way, but they had healed scars, I guess I should say. She was adopted this week, and it was by one of our wonderful people that help support the shelter in lots of ways, and she's a groomer, and it's Style Wagon, and Kelly came forward and took her, and she's already renamed her and has done some grooming on her, and it's just wonderful. When you hear these senior dogs get adopted like this, it is just wonderful. They get to finish their life in a wonderful situation. So thank you to all that have these adoptions happen, but we love to brag about all of them. But that was kind of special. That, and, you know, that kind of touched me a little bit that she was willing to take on an elderly dog. So those are the adoptions. We also have many more great animals out there.
All right, Becky, you're still with us? Okay, I think we might have lost Becky. Man, it's just these the phone lines. It's just, I don't know what's going on with that. All right, well, hey, Becky, give us a call back. Hopefully she'll realize that you got cut off there. So, all right, Becky, are you back with us? Okay, maybe that was someone else. All right, we'll see if we can't get Becky back on the line here. All right, we're working on that. Sherry, you do want to mind see if that's Becky on? I hope someone else got it. All right. Sorry about that. So anyway, we're just working to get Becky back on the line here. Is it Becky? All right, there we go. Becky, back with us. All right, here we go. Becky, are you back with us here?
I am.
All right,
I'm not sure what
I don't know what happened either. Just boop, went out. So, all right.
All of a sudden. Well, did I get to talk about the adoptions? Did you get to hear about the wonderful adoptions?
Yeah, you were talking about some of those, yep.
Okay, well, like I said, those are the senior dogs that get adopted are probably very touch, touch our heart very, very much, because there's a lot of care and need that goes into a senior dog. So that was one of our special adoptions. I'll talk about the cats. I'm not sure where I was, so I'm just going to start talking about the kitty cats. We still have Mo with us. Mo is a beautiful black and gold calico. Tablet is a gray. And these cats are about almost a year, so they're not tiny kittens, but they're also not senior adults either. So we also have Tablet. And then the last one that I think I mentioned a while ago was Twilight Sparkle. And she is beautiful, and there's even a video on our Facebook page. One of volunteers took how she likes to be rubbed and loved. So those are three of the great cats that we have, and that's all the cats we have. Probably another little dog that I would like to kind of talk about, because I think she just is special as she can be. We've named her Lily. Lily was found in an apartment. The owner had died, so we really don't even know what her name was before. She is a small dog, maybe 10 to 13 pounds at best. She is white, black, and gray in color. Kind of looks to be maybe a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix. And she loves to be held, but she also likes to play. So, you know, we get the squeaky toys out and throw them, and she'll play with them. So there's a lot of good things about her that we'd sure like to see her find that wonderful home. Then we have Brownie. Brownie's been with us for a while. Brownie is fully sponsored, meaning her adoption fee has been waived because it's been paid by somebody else. She's about a year old. She's already been spayed, so she can go home with you the day that you select her. Her problem is she's a fence climber, so she'd always need someone to be around her and not leave her unattended. Because she can. It's interesting how well that dog can climb fences. Champ is a Mastiff mix. He's about 3 years old. He keeps a very clean kennel, and sometimes that's so important to people. You know, just they want to know, are they housebroken? Well, the best we can tell is how well they keep their kennel. And he is a wonderful dog, but he'd also need to be an only dog. Grumbles also keeps a clean kennel. He's a small dog again. He's probably 25 pounds. He's tan in color. He talks to you, so therefore the name Grumbles. He walks well on the leash, and he also likes to sit in your lap, though, so he could be your lap dog. Now, Chubbs is the laid-back guy that came in. He's about 3 years old. He can sit. He does the command down on the leash. He walks very well, and he loves to have his belly rubbed. And he also keeps a clean kennel. So, again, this dog's got a lot going for him. I was going to mention Toby, but when I made out my list, Toby's already been adopted. Rex, go on Facebook. Look at Rex. Again, one of our long-term guys, but he's fully sponsored. He's already neutered. He's about 3 years old. He's a beautiful white-colored lab mix, and he's just a great guy. He can walk very well on the leash also. Reba is a red heeler, full of activity. She is energetic. She loves to play. She's about 3 years old. People love their heelers. Well, we've got one for you, Reba. And Colonel is new to us. He is a five-year-old black lab that came in. Owner passed away. Family felt like they couldn't care for him, so he came in being that typical wonderful lab. He's super friendly. He still likes to play, and he's very nice looking. Barney has been with us for some time, about 8 months old. He's a lab mix, black and white in color, and very playful. Big boy. He's a gray pit bull, about 2 years old. He's very friendly. He's very laid back. He can sit. He likes to walk. All the great characteristics of a good dog. And we also have Snickers. She's 2 years old, fully sponsored, meaning that adoption fee has already been taken care of. She's friendly. She walks very well on the leash. There's some great videos of her that we have made that are on our Facebook page. And then Curly will be the last one that I'll talk about. Curly is fully sponsored again. And Curly's probably about 3 years old. He's so pretty. He's black and white, and he's a border collie mix. He can shake, he does the down command, and he walks well on a leash. That's kind of some of the crew that we have. You know, I try to hit on the ones that I feel like have been with us maybe the longest, or maybe are just kind of special in some unique way. We are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 1 to 3, and Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. Come out and see us. The weather's getting better. It's pretty. It's time to get out and walk. Well, why not have a good friend walk with you? And they would certainly appreciate it. Whether you come out and volunteer and do that walking or do the adoption, it's all great. So donation-wise, we are doing well with cat food. We've got lots of cat food, wet and dry. Dog food's always a need because we do have a full house of dogs. So we are still wanting some dry dog food as well as cans. And toys, you know, they bless their hearts. They play. They're rough with them. They destroy them, but we just keep replacing. So that's kind of our need list for the time.
All right, Becky. Well, that's a good report there. Always appreciate you joining us and sending all that in. And, of course, we always like it when the phones cooperate, but you never know.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how long I was talking, but all of a sudden it went that beep, beep, beep in my ear.
Yeah.
And I thought,
it wasn't very long. It wasn't too long, but, yeah. It's just like, good grief.
Well, I'm going to follow up on our senior dog because those adoptions are rare. I mean,
yes.
You just
yes.
don't find people that want to take on an elderly dog because of health issues and just the limitations that they have. And but, gosh, if they live for a year or 2 years, look at the quality of life you've given that animal.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
People like that are special. You
yes.
bet.
Yes,
you
that,
bet.
That is really cool. All right, Becky. Well, hey, appreciate you dropping on by here this morning. And looking forward to talking with you here again next week.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And you guys have a great rest of the week and a wonderful weekend, Easter weekend. Celebrate
right.
with family and friends.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Becky. That is Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends Vandals, brought to you by Magnolia Scents by Design. And coming up next, we're going to take apart a weather balloon here on KHGGF.